Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Olivier Debat. I'm a senior investment specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing how European investors can access the higher income of the US investment grade bond market. The income that we define as the carry and roll down of the US investment grade bond market is 2.7% for maturities between 1 and 10 years. When hedged back to euro at a cost of minus 0.8%, this is a pickup of 110 basis points versus the euro investment grade bond market for similar interest rate and credit exposure. So why is that? Steeper curves in the US investment grade bond market explain why the carry and roll down hedged to euro display a pickup of 110 basis points. In the US, European investors gain exposure to higher interest rates and more roll down from the rate curve and the spread curve, resulting in a larger carry and roll down. In addition, on the front end of the curve, interest rates are low thanks to the loose monetary policies of the Fed and the ECB, resulting currently in a moderate hedging cost of minus 0.8%. In the past, the cost of hedging US dollars to euros was on average minus 2.1% over the past 5 years. How long can it last? One of the key risks to this opportunity is a bear flattening of the US yield curve with the Fed hiking rates. This would cause the cost of hedging US dollar to increase to an extent that the carry and roll down of the US investment grade bond market hedged to euro will not be attractive anymore for European investors. This risk is currently remote. Despite the sharp moves higher in rates over the past weeks, the market is already anticipating 3 rate hikes by the end of 2023. In addition, the path of short-term interest rates is conditional on the Fed meeting both employment and inflation goals, which remain far away. On employment, there is plenty of slack in the economy, especially as the Fed is now looking at job gains from a more inclusive perspective, while the Fed will also be more patient this cycle on inflation, waiting to see actual inflation pressures emerge as they move to an average inflation targeting framework. One aspect that European investors should bear in mind is that the US are in a stronger position. The US economy is set to emerge sooner and stronger from the pandemic amid a faster vaccine rollout, with 10% of the population already fully vaccinated compared to just 3% in the European Union. In addition, the Biden administration is set to pass another fiscal package worth 8% of GDP. As a result, Bloomberg consensus forecast for 2021 GDP growth is 5.5% in the US and 4.2% in the European Union, while the second quarter GDP growth this year is tracking plus 11.5% in the US and just 2.1% in the European Union. Recent high-frequency data out of the US, such as retail sales, highlight strong pent-up demand and suggest upside risk to US GDP relative to this consensus, especially given the likely passage of another fiscal package. Finally, the Fed holds more firepower than the ECB in case of a credit shock. The US Central Bank purchased less than 1% of its eligible credit universe during the crisis, while the ECB holds nearly 25% of its eligible universe under the corporate purchase program. In that context, UBAM medium-term US corporate bond hedged to euro is a sweet spot to allocate to the US market. The fund targets bonds with a maturity between 1 and 10 years. As a result, it is usually 3.5 years shorter than the broader US corporate bond market. This means that the fund is less sensitive to interest rate changes at a time when the risk has shifted to higher rates. In addition, Extending the duration of an allocation to the US investment grade market adds little value and more interest rate risk. For 1 unit of duration, an investor in the US 1-10-year market gets 43 bips of carry and roll down. For 1 unit of duration, an investor in the broader US market gets 30 bips of carry and roll down because curves are flat on the back end. In other words, investors are not compensated for taking more duration risk. Conclusion, European investors can access the higher income of the US investment grade bond market through UBAM medium-term US corporate bond hedged to euro. The fund has assets under management of more than 700 million and a track record since 2008. The average credit rating of the fund is A-. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any question or visit our website, ubp.com.